It's quite fascinating to read about. The bird is pecking more than once per second, so it's extremely rapid rate of pecking. The movements it performs while it's pecking is very fixated. It's the same pattern every peck, and it as a rule of thumb, it picks one particle to swallow once per second.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. Kemin invites you to optimize poultry health and nutrition. Dive in at kemin.com/poultry. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. I'm your host, Dr. Pratima Adhikari from Mississippi State University. Today, as always, we bring a new expert in this area, in nutrition area, and tie into the application side of it. We have a new guest today in our episode, and he's Dr. Birger Sibehus from the University of Norwegian University of Life Sciences. Dr. Birger is a professor of nutrition over there, and he has been more with the particle size and behavioral side of the broilers for a few years now. Dr. Birger, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're really glad to have you today. And in my knowledge, what we're going to discuss today is about the more into the particle size in broilers and maybe tying that a little bit into behavioral side of this bird. So can you share some of these knowledge about that we don't know about what is over there with the particle size and what is outstanding right now with your research and all this stuff?
Yeah, I'll do that. I think that just a little bit introduction to how I ended up being interested in feeding behavior. It's because I've been working a lot with feed technology and particle size and such things. And I have come to wonder what is the right structure of the diet for broilers in particular. And, you know, in that process, I started to read on feeding behavior, because it all starts there. That the pellet size and amount of fines is all related to feeding behavior. So this is where it started. And I also have a paper which seems to be soon in this acceptable stage for poultry science, a review on these issues and the feeding behavior. So I come to realize that I must admit myself, I'm a nutritionist and working with structure, hadn't really been thinking in detail about how the bird is actually eating. So I started reading some very fundamental papers on eating behavior. And it's quite fascinating to read about. The bird is pecking more than once per second. So it's extremely rapid rate of pecking. The movements it performs while it's pecking is very fixated. It's the same pattern every peck, and it as a rule of thumb, it picks one particle to swallow once per second. So it's eating very fast when it's eating, and there is a specific movement where the bird is actually looking at the feed with the head fixated. The bird decides which particle is going to pick up with a beak. And then, as it accelerates the head towards that particle, it opens its beak exactly as much as is required to grasp that particle, while the eyes are closed. It's also a very fascinating fact. So it knows exactly how far away it is and exactly where it is and exactly how much it should open its beak to grasp the particle. I guess it's closing its eye to avoid, you know, the particles flying around when it hits the feet. So anyway, so this is kind of what it does, and it retracts the head and it swallows automatically. The tongue has a role in pulling the particle back and getting it down the throat.
I think this sounds very, very fascinating. Like so much precise in the feeding side that you're observing what a chicken does when he goes or she goes to the feed and how they are, like this behavior aspect. And I think this is pretty cool. In fact, one of my colleagues over here, they are also kind of working someone on the beak side when you mentioned. I'm just curious, have you ever measured any beak, like a beak length or width or something like those stuff in your behavioral and feeding behavior?
No, I haven't. I've only been studying the preference for different particle sizes. And I definitely think that the beak capacity is must be a limiting factor. But then the question is, where do we measure it? Where do we measure it? I mean, obviously, the bird must be able to swallow the whole particle. So there's no chewing. The birds do not chew. So it needs to swallow the whole particle. So obviously, the opening into the esophagus must be a limiting factor. But of course, also beak capacity and oral size. But this is exactly why this is interesting. We have a specific size of the particles, and if the bird is picking one particle per second to maximize feed intake, which is a very important aim in broiler production, if they pick one particle per second, the larger that particle is, the more feed it will be able to eat per time unit. And as long as the particles are not larger than the bird can swallow, you know, it should be large. It should be as large as possible. And this is one point where I think we have underestimated the ability of birds to eat large particles. We have underestimated how big particles they can peck at. So that's one take-home message. But the other take-home message is that my studies on particle size preference, it shows that broilers have a considerable appetite for what we would call fines in the diet, the fines that we generally believe that shouldn't be there. And when you study the birds, how they eat fines, and when they have a choice between eating a 4-millimeter pellet or fines, they actually still prefer to eat a considerable amount of fines. And the fines, they are eating the fines by kind of scooping up the feed. Scooping the feed. They fill the beak with small particles, and the small particles are, I guess, attached to the sticky tongue, and this way they swallow the feed. So there must be another principle in place when they eat fines. And this is one thing I would really want to explore further in future studies, because I don't see any literature in the scientific literature describing their feeding behavior when the feed is not in large particles, but in actually in a powder, in fines or particles smaller than 1.6 millimeter, for example.
Fortiva is moving beyond feed additives to create foundational ingredients that work with your poultry operation to support resilience and health. With proven technologies like Fortishell and Vitasy Feedlock, Fortiva helps you address the toughest challenges in poultry production. From shell quality to feed biosecurity and more, together we can make animals more resilient in the face of future challenges. Learn how at FortivaImpact.com.
Wow, that's very interesting, because then we're talking about not the pellet and not even crumble. We're talking about like more fines. So But do you think, like, with these different feed additives being added on those feed, and how we make a good pellet to have everything on those a little pellet or like broken crumbles going into more fine with what you said, a different mechanism, how they are eating, a different mechanism, which is a different perfect, like a different, totally different. Do you think they can get every nutrient? I mean, most of the nutrients from the feed? Do you believe so? That's where we're going to go?
Yeah, well, there's a difference between mash diets and pellets. But when pellets fall apart, you know, I would say that, generally speaking, I wouldn't be worried about diets segregation or nutrient segregation. But I think the important thing for me is to explore how is really a certain extent of pellet disintegration a problem? Or even, is it even just not a problem or even maybe beneficial, as it seems to be obviously considerably, I mean, particularly when the birds are very young, smaller than 10 days of age. They maybe we should worry to as much as we tend to do when it comes to that the diet contains some fine materials. The birds like to eat fines to some extent. This is kind of a hypothesis, I would say, that I will explore in the near future in research.
Interesting and very cool stuff that you just shared. And thank you so much. I have maybe a last question if we have a little bit of time here. So then, do you think overall we have a good enough understanding of these feeding behavior and particle size preference, or we need to work more?
Yeah, I think we need to work more on the fundamentals to understand how the bird eats not only the large particles, but also the mash or the fines in the diet.
All right. Thank you so much for your time to come and speak to us in today's episode of Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. Again, as we are signing off, we'd like to thank you again, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and see you later in some kind of scientific meetings. Take care.
Bye. You too. Thank you for the conversation. It's been a pleasure.